This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's an alert for all our listeners in California. Get out while you can. We're going to talk to John Rappaport about that. Yeah, it wasn't bad enough with SB 277. We're going to get there. John Rappaport also joining us in addition to the AB 1671 story. Rappaport will talk about Hillary. What drugs might she be on? Who knows? We're going to see if we can figure that out together. Also, the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH, they are a great organization warning about a massive new attack on dietary supplements. So it is a kind of, it's a serious issue, I think, for those of you who rely on them for good health and health recovery as well as I do. You're going to want to be with us tonight. RobertScadbell.com. All the show notes are up. Thanks to Captain Morgan. Super Don, you got your ears on.
Yes, I do.
You know, it was like the Crowded House Parable. I'm sure I've told the Crowded House Parable the last few days here.
Huh? Are we getting all religious now or something?
Why is that a religious connotation?
The parable of the crowded house.
Oh, the parable thing. Okay. No, it doesn't have to be religious.
Everybody,
turn. We're going to sing a psalm. No.
I don't know what verse that is.
It was about... All right, listen, I don't remember all the details to the parable. They kind of change from time to time. You hear them, but... somebody was complaining about how small their house was, so they were taken to the wise man of the village, right? Our house is too small, it's crowded, you know, and my wife and my two kids, there's no room for us. And so the wise man says, hey, do you have a cow? Yes, yeah, we have a cow. Bring the cow into your house. What? I don't want to bring the cow into your house. Okay, he's the wise man, so okay, I'll do it. Comes back a week later. It's not working. It's more crowded than ever. Do you have chickens? Yes. Bring the chickens into your house. Are you kidding me? We don't have enough room. Just bring the chickens into your house. I'm the wise man. So he does, they bring the chickens in. A week later, going bonkers. No, this is not working. Who called you a wise man? You have a goat? Yes, we have a goat. We have two goats. Bring them both into the house. Are you... What? You know, he's the wise man, so they went and did it. Of course, the house is absolutely insane. Comes back the next week, said, I'm done. If you don't help me fix this problem, the word's getting out. You're not a wise man anymore. Okay, you can remove the goats. Goes back in, removes the goats. Week later, says, you know, it's getting a little better. Okay, now you can remove the chickens. Week later, you know, it's not so bad. Goes back. Okay, you can remove the cow. Now he's back where he started, but boy, oh boy, does he feel like he lives in a castle. It's all a matter of perspective, in other words. Until you're really living in a crowded house, you don't know crowded. In America, you don't know crowded. And that's the point of the parable. And why do I bring it up?
Okay.
Just we had a fun crowded house, Super Don. Actually, it was great. We had lots of people staying with us this weekend. We had the great Constitution class. Michael Bednarik was around. Captain Morgan, Op-Ed, and Coast Guard Corey. And by the time we dwindled today, our last guest was gone. We're like, dude, this house feels really big. So, like one of those things, you just complain until you realize what it's like to be really in trouble. You know, until you've had chronic nerve pain that never goes away. You know, and I might cry once in a while where I'm achy and I don't feel so good. And then I have to get perspective on people that are really in pain, and the pain never goes away. There's always somebody worse off.
That was a very good story.
You like that one?
I like that. In fact, I was intrigued, so I looked it up, and that is actually a traditional Jewish folktale.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. I'd never heard of that before, but it makes a lot of sense.
Well, you weren't even bar mitzvahed. What do you know?
No, I know. No l'chaim for me. Dang it.
Oh, that was good. L'chaim. Get a little spit on the microphone there, Super Don. All right, yes. Hairball. Act. All right, there's a buzz about Zika. And the buzz is that it's not scaring you. It's not scaring you enough. What are you going to do? Well, we're going to ignore you, CDC. We're going to ignore you. Anybody crying about Zika, we're going to ignore you. And we're going to start saying, hey, stop spraying us. Because we know the jig is up. It ain't the Zika virus. It's what you're spraying us with. And so the transition is on. We've got to figure this thing out. Because you know our future depends upon you accepting vaccines till the cows come home. And you can't make these cows go away. And remember, vaccines, vaca means cow. That's the origin of these things. Absolutely a disaster. But we've got Zika and we're not falling for it. So what could be our next issue? How about yellow fever? Yellow fever. You give
See,
me
that's
fever.
Just,
what?
I think, you know, listen, when they got the guys together, yeah, they said, okay, what should we call this next thing? It's got to have some pop to it, right? Zika!
Yeah.
You know, that just sounds so cool, you know?
Yeah.
Yellow fever?
Kind of yellow.
They need to fire whoever it is that came up with the name of that one, because that's not scary enough.
The thing is, yellow fever, Superdon, has been around for so long, it's already an accepted part of the vernacular. It's not like, oh, wait, the latest scare is, you know, everything is old, is new again. And, of course, if you live in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Kinshasa, there's problems well beyond yellow fever. Of course, the yellow fever is carried by, guess what, the same mosquito that carries the Zika.
Geez.
Right, exactly. So it's all-out warfare on one of the creatures of God's creation, however much we might say, God, what were you thinking of when you made the mosquito? There's a place for them. And it's not just a vector of disease. That's not the only reason it's here. In fact, that's, you know, one of the least of the reasons. But we learn about the law of the terrain. We eliminate the cesspools, the still waters that are the breeding ground for these mosquitoes and the diseases that they carry. You know, you've got filth, you've got raw sewage running in the streets. You don't have adequate nutrition, hygiene, selenium deficiencies, etc. And you're going to blame, again, the virus. Same story as it's always been. Same as it ever was, you talking heads. And what have I done? I've been to West Africa twice. They said, oh, you have to have the yellow fever vaccine. Not me. I've read too much. I know about what's in it. I'm not getting it. And what did I do? I took the Nozode. Homeoprophylaxis. By the way, if you haven't made your plans to come to St. Petersburg, Florida, for the Homeoprophylaxis Conference, a worldwide choice, please do so now. Links are up in the show notes, robertscabell.com. Ty Bollinger's going to be there with his film crew, too, so that's going to be cool. That's a week before the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. So, the scary thing. I'm not saying yellow fever isn't real. That's not the controversy here. It's not. It's not me saying because Zika, we call it a scam. We do. I don't call yellow fever a scam. But the fact that they're claiming yellow fever is the next thing coming to America, yeah, that's an absolute bald-faced lie. Is it bald-faced or bold-faced? I don't know.
I think it's bold-faced.
Bold-faced? Yeah, or if your face is bald, that works
bald.
Too. Yeah, shave it. Fears of global yellow fever epidemic grow as vaccine stocks dwindle. So, again, scarcity. The fear of scarcity. Oh, we're running out of vaccines.
Right, I got to point out that, you know, it's the same tactic, the same M.O. every time when these guys do this. Because yellow fever, I mean, it used to be that Zika was just dominating the news cycle. Everything was Zika, and oh my goodness, but you need to watch out, pregnant women,
don't go to Miami,
blah, blah, blah. And now, today, if you go and use Google, yellow fever in the news.
It's just headline after headline.
And, oh, my God, yellow fever, global pandemic, epidemic. All of the words are being put out there now for yellow fever.
Right. And, by the way, it is a virus. So guess what, folks? Silver, in the proper form, stops viral replication. Anything you can do to enhance your immune system, And that, of course, means you have to support your liver, support your intestinal tract, because that's the seat of the immune system, will allow you to skate through something like this. Of course, if you're living in filth, you don't have adequate sanitation, sewage, hygiene, nutrition, it doesn't matter how many vaccines you bring, right? And I love that meme of that little kid from Africa, you know, with that look on his face. You know, we're starving of nutrition here, and you're sending us syringes with toxic poisons in them? What, are you crazy? Yeah, don't clean up the environment. You want to harm people? I'm tired. Not that I really play nice with the pro-vaccine forces, because they don't play nice with us. They're a violent group, a vile, violent group who are willing to just do damage and harm to your children and you under the guise of the germ theory. When we recognize the law of the terrain, the milieu, the environment is the reason for whether you are ill or whether you are well. How you respond, how you don't respond. Do you survive it? Do you die? All of that's due to the law of the terrain, not so much the microbe. Now, if you dive into a vat of Ebola, if you dive into a vat of yellow fever, that's obviously a bizarre scenario that doesn't really happen. But if you're living in filth, that's a similar context, and it's not you're purposefully diving into it. You live in filth. You have no, adequate, again, I'll have to go through this again, Super Don. I'm just annoying myself at this point, dealing with these yahoos.
I know what you're saying. I hear you. But we got to point this stuff out when it happens, because there are people out there that will fall for this. I mean, they mm-hmm. will. And it's so crazy to watch the news play the part of the puppet in these situations over right. and over. And listen, here's a little pro tip mm-hmm. for the government goons that are trying to push these agendas forward.
Yeah.
It's not working. Okay?
Not working.
It's not working. You guys tried it with Ebola. Mm-hmm. You tried it with Zika. Before that, you did it with every animal type of flu you could think of. Yeah. Guys, it's
they
not
gave it their,
working.
They gave it their best shot. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, let's go to Hillary Clinton. Hillary, what do you think about this yellow fever propaganda? Yeah. Thank you, Hillary. That puts the capper.
Thank you, Hillary.
The capper on everything. All right, what's Hillary on? That's another question we're going to ask John Rappaport, a good friend from No More Fake News. He's a real investigative reporter like no one else on planet Earth. They should all really aspire to be like John Rappaport. We've got him coming up. We're going to talk about AB 1671, the anti-freedom of speech legislation in California. Have you bought your ticket out of that state yet? And that includes you, John Rappaport. We want you out and safe. Back on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, first we had SB 277, the Mandatory Vaccination Act, with no personal or medical exemptions, philosophical exemptions. Well, medical if you can find them, but they're even trying to target that. That's why there's a suit on to stop, to injunction it. But we'll see what happens. We all now are learning about Assembly Bill 1671, thanks to our good friend John Rappaport. And, of course, Mike Adams wrote a big piece on it, included some of the wise words from John. John, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, good to be here again, Robert.
Yes, sir. So California, the pharmaceutically fascist state, has gone and done it again, and they're proposing a bill that would basically, if you were caught with, I guess it's called undercover video, of a doctor doing something horrible to a patient, and you expose that in some way on a website or got it out, even a third party received it and played it, they would become criminals?
No, it's hard to even fathom. You know, I've had people say, you're not serious, this is some kind of joke, right? No, it's not. AB 1671. Really, it's being pushed through by Planned Parenthood because they got severely stung by undercover videos discussing the sale of fetal tissue and so forth. So that's where it's coming from. But the gist is, this is a bill to protect, quote, healthcare providers. So let's say I'm a reporter, and somebody, which I am, and somebody sends me a video that shows some kind of a conversation with a healthcare provider, like a doctor, who's confessing to somebody in conversation that he vaccinates all the kids that come to his office, but he would never vaccinate his own kids. Let's say that, right? And I get this, and I post it on my website. I am now guilty of a crime. I am now guilty of a crime because, well, why? I don't know. The original video or audio was illegal in California because both parties did not allow it to happen knowingly, the recording. Okay, that's the California law. But now I'm a third party. I get this information. I consider it vital. So I write about it, and I show the video, a link, or put it up. And now I'm a criminal. I am a criminal. I can be fined. I can be thrown into jail if I keep doing this. I can be sued in court. I didn't have anything to do with making the video. I didn't have anything to do with the original conversation. I didn't even know it happened. It was just sort of sent to me in an email. And I used the information. Now I am guilty, which is quite incredible. And in addition to this, which is totally unconstitutional, the bill specifies that we are talking about undercover videos about involving health care providers.
Specifically.
Specifically. I mean, this is totally unconstitutional. You can't say we're limiting free speech based on this particular kind of content. That's totally against the law.
Equal protection, right? We're gonna do a special gift to the medical profession when they abuse you. And remember, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, earlier this year, we've covered it, uncovered a really sordid tale of sexual abuse among doctors and their patients. I mean, imagine you reveal something like that we already know happens, and suddenly now you're the criminal for revealing it.
That's right. The person who reveals it is the criminal. So this is beyond the pale. And some of the people in California, the organizations who are actually against the passage of this bill, when you read what they say, it's equally crazy, because what they say is, look, we're working with Planned Parenthood to try to narrow the scope of the bill so that it doesn't, put a deep freeze on free speech. In other words, they're saying we're trying to tailor this bill to accommodate Planned Parenthood.
So couldn't they write the bill and make it obvious to say you cannot do undercover videos at a Planned Parenthood facility?
Yeah, they could, you see, but then that would just be so ridiculous.
Yeah.
It would be completely insane. Yes, you can do all this anywhere else, but not at Planned Parenthood, because that's the holy church of abortion, and it cannot be contravened.
Right. Well, we'll find out. Let's see where Hillary Clinton stands on this, or if she can even stand. Because Big Pharma, because modern medicine, because she's on drugs. Which ones, for how long, could this be, let's say, curtailing her eyes on the presidency? John Rappaport continues next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, all right, John Rappaport, my good buddy, from NoMoreFakeNews.com. We publish his articles as often as we can here also at RobertScottBell.com. Links back to John. And he's been an investigative reporter for so long and doing it the right way. And, you know, we just covered this AB 1671. And finding out it's a Planned Parenthood bill. We didn't like that somebody videotaped us talking about selling
body parts from aborted babies. Even, and some they claim even after they've been born, they're killed. It's just horrific. It's sickening. But what they find sickening is that they were caught, that somebody videotaped them. And so now they've gone to California, the one state sympathetic to abortion for everybody all of the time. And, you know, they're pushing this thing through. I don't know what's going to happen. It's not law yet. But then again, a lot of folks didn't think SB 277 would ever come to pass. No, they'll never do that. Not in California. They're into crunchy granola and natural stuff, John.
Mm-hmm. As far as I can tell, as we were discussing off the air, anybody who would take one of these undercover videos and post it would automatically become a reporter, quote, and therefore subject to prosecution. So it isn't just the LA Times or even a blogger. It's anybody, anybody. You know, if somebody sends me a video or sends my neighbor a video, he's just sitting there and he can't believe it because it's a conversation that was taped between a doctor and a patient where the doctor is browbeating the patient into doing chemo when the patient doesn't even have cancer, you know, something like that, and says, I got to post this. And they do. Well, suddenly it's taken down, website, blog taken down, into court, prosecuted, sued, just because they put up the video. This, if this bill passes, that's what California is going to be in for.
Well, we needed more reasons to get out of that state. Again, we don't know if this is going to pass, but it is amazing that it would even be considered. It shows you how constitutionally deficient the people who propose laws, much those who sign them into full activity, Jerry Brown, are. So where do we go? Well, I know. Let's vote for somebody who really doesn't like the Constitution for president. How about Hillary? What is she on? John wrote an article just the other day and asked that question. What drugs is she on? We've been questioning that, and I've been speculating, John, that, you know, at the very least, we know she's been on Coumadin for a couple of years, which is, you know, basically it is rat poison by another name. And, you know, you take a medicine like that that poisons the blood on purpose to thin it. They have to constantly monitor so they don't give too much and you bleed out and die of internal bleeding, or you don't give enough and they're worried about another hemorrhage or clot. And that's just for starters. There's speculation as to other things she may be on. Why isn't, well, it's not the question, why isn't she coming clean with what she's on? But isn't that pretty normal as far as releasing actual unbiased physician reports on the health of a potential president?
Of course. All the candidates should do that because we live in a drug-saturated world. And so these diagnoses, whether they're true, false, or whatever, the doctors hand out are always accompanied by toxic drugs, and many of these drugs severely affect the emotions, reasoning, mental state, mood, etc., etc. So after I wrote the article on Coumadin, and also, by the way, people who are taking Coumadin should never fly, so in planes. So this means that if she were elected president, you know, what is she going to do? I guess not fly, and not do high-stress things. Well, I don't know. Is there anything more high-stress than being the president? So there's all these implications, and we know she's on Coumadin. But there has been a lot of speculation, rumor, report. People are looking at circumstantial evidence because we're not getting the truth, which we should get, and saying that she may well have Parkinson's. So I thought, okay, instead of just talking about what Parkinson's can do to somebody, let's look at the drugs that are given. L-DOPA, Sinemet. And I've listed in an article at No More Fake News some of the adverse effects of those drugs. And what you get is a picture of mental confusion, sometimes aggression, instability, rapid mood change, all of the kinds of things that people have been citing about her, which could well be coming from one of those drugs, or they shift people back and forth. They try, oh, that's not working so well, let's try the other one, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Well, this is really serious. I mean, you're talking now about putting somebody in the Oval Office who is completely unpredictable because of drug effects, medical drug effects, and the people of the country don't know it. So if there's something here, it has to be made clear and it has to be spelled out.
Yeah, the idea that as we witnessed some strange or aberrant, I don't know if we call them behaviors, but seemingly where she's suddenly vacuous or repeating something, almost spasming, you know, leads anybody with an observational eye to say, hey, there's something amiss here. We don't know what it is, but somebody's got to come clean on it, rather than having an innocuous statement from a doctor saying, oh, no, all is good, there's no issue. It's like, no, that doesn't fly.
No. We want to see medical records. We want to see the diagnoses. We want to see the tests. We want to see the drugs that have been prescribed. We want to see the whole thing, and preferably what we want to see, if it were possible, is an independent examination starting from scratch. But, you know, this is all just hope in the dark as far as I'm concerned, because we're not going to get that. And so, therefore, we have to try to put together a circumstantial case based on people's observations of her, of which there are many. And we've seen video of her kind of suddenly going blank or freezing up, repeating herself, laughing in a way that looks like, well, you know, the joke is over. Why are you still laughing? It just seems completely out of sorts. Stumbling, no press conferences, saying that she's exhausted. All of these kinds of things add up to a bad health picture. And how can you get the right information if somebody's running for president and you're not, you know, seeing what's going on? And the same would apply to Trump or anybody. You know, I am all for medical confidentiality, but if somebody's running for a high office or the highest office, and as I say, we know that we're living in a drug-saturated atmosphere, I mean medical drugs, then we have to know what drugs are these people on, what diagnoses have been made, what are the effects of these drugs, because it's very dangerous, very dangerous. And then I go on in the article to say that depression is one of the adverse effects of both L-DOPA and Cinemit, these drugs given for Parkinson's. Well, what would follow from that? Another prescription of an antidepressant, like, say, Paxil. And then we have a whole host of adverse effects for that drug, including suicidality, violent behavior. We've had people on Paxil that just turn around and shoot somebody. This is all verified. It's in the record. It's clear. This is not just some speculation. So if that's what's going on, because you can read articles and studies where people who are on these Parkinson's drugs become depressed, and then, guess what? They're put on an antidepressant like Paxil.
Right.
So you got to follow that track.
There's one upside with Hillary and that risk is that she's very anti-gun. So the best she'll be able to do is hold her finger out and go bang, bang, bang. But, you know, I have to make a little light of this because I think it's like Weekend at Hillary's, like the movie Weekend at Bernie's. I mean, they're trying to prop her up, desperately trying to prop her up because she's the anointed one in this sense. And she owes so much to so many that hold over her head, you know, the favors that they've gotten with the Clinton Foundation, the things with the nuclear sale to Russia, with the lands out there, with the BLM attacking. There's so many skeletons in those closets, and they're coming back to life at a moment's notice. I think she's being eaten alive from within inside, knowing all that she's done. That if it's really Hillary there, is there a Hillary there? How many meds can they put her on to keep her going?
Right. My opinion is they would be willing to see her dead on arrival as president. I mean, if that happened. You know, because we're talking about serious blood clot issues here, for example, that could kill a person. And the people who are running her, they don't care. It's anything, you know, it's got to be Hillary one way or another. And if she has to stagger across the finish line, and as you say, there's nobody there, it doesn't matter to them. It does not matter one bit. That's what we're dealing with here. And from everything that I've seen, there is something seriously wrong with her. I mean, just forget her track record, forget everything she's done. If you just look at her as a individual human being, displaying the behavior that she is, something is wrong here, physically, and it needs to be reported on. It needs to be specified. What is going on here? We know the blood clot situation itself is very serious, very serious. And the drug, Coumadin, is, I mean, carries incredible risks, including, by the way, liver damage because of its toxicity when it's prescribed long-term, which in her case it is.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't you love to see the headline, Hillary taking rat poison on a daily basis?
Yeah.
I mean, that's truth in labeling. And I think the new media, as we've been part of it for a long time, John, is forcing the hand that some old media is having to cover this story, although they're obviously trying to quiet it. Oh, it's not really a big deal, but people are asking, and I think we keep the pressure on. Folks out there, you want to keep asking your local news sources if you want that, those that still follow the old media, pressure them on this one, because this is a big one. Big story. It's not going away. All right, folks, John Rappaport's going to hang out with us as we go back to Ian Fleming. No, not James Bond, but another one with some great a cappella songs at Denny's in Santa Monica, California. Stick around. You'll find out what we're talking about after this break.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
This weekend we have the Constitution class with, of course, Michael Badnarik and crew, and we went and took him to a vegan restaurant, all organic and raw, and he had an ice cream sundae, and he loved it. And then afterwards I said, you know what, Michael, that's not even ice cream. It's made from cashews. It's made from nuts. And John, I tell you, he's like, he was upset. He said, you lied to me. I said, but you gobbled it up like it was ice cream. You didn't know the difference, did you? He said, no, I really didn't. This was really good. And the next day he ordered another one. And I remember when I was out there visiting you down near San Diego, you had this favorite breakfast place. We got a good organic breakfast there. You remember that?
Kai's, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, I've traveled to California before many times. In Santa Monica, a lot of good organic restaurants. I remember, I think, a place called Real Foods Daily.
Oh, yeah.
Good quality.
Very.
And there's another place, maybe you've heard of it, called Denny's.
I believe I have.
Denny's. I think I passed the Denny's in Santa Monica. Not the place I would normally think to go and stop in and eat. I mean, Super Don, you'd be eating there, wouldn't you?
Well, listen, I've eaten at plenty of Denny's in my lifetime. In fact, that was the place you went to for coffee, like, late at night. They were always open.
That's yeah, I'm not saying I've never been to a Denny's. Yeah. You know, I have my history, too. It's just now, it's like, given the choice, unless I want to move things through my bowels very quickly, probably going to go on by. So, but I can't argue with success, because a 90-year-old went there just last week. In fact, last Friday. And this guy, they say he's with three other guys, part of a acapella group, and they start singing. Start singing a song. I don't know if Ian Fleming wrote the song, but Ian Fleming wrote the book called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah.
John, you remember that, don't you?
Yeah. I remember the song.
And I love the film, although it was scary. The Child Catcher was scary when I was a kid watching that thing.
Now, that came out in 1968. That was 68. The year I was born, actually.
Wow. Yeah. So, anyway, Dick Van Dyke was one of the guys here next to this a cappella group in Denny's. And they just, you know, he says, I was having fun eating some grits, and they had to break out in song. So see if you all remember this. A cappella, Denny's, Santa Monica, Dick Van Dyke, and the, was it the Vantastics?
Yep.
Here we go. I had to play that whole thing, guys. I just had a big smile. I was trying to sing along a little bit. John, it's just fun to hear that and see a 90-year-old guy, man. He's doing well.
Yeah, he is. You know, I was imagining one of the Denny's that I used to know in L.A. at like 3 o'clock in the morning when you get some of the strangest denizens of the streets sitting there.
Yeah.
Now, if Dick had showed up with his guys, all the people eating food would have thought they were hallucinating.
That's true. Now, I think he did it in the daytime, and there were kids there, so it was a little... You're right. The time of day matters at a Denny's, and I do...
I betcha, baby. I've been
do remember.
There at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's like you want to have, you know, security with you.
And it's true. When I grew up in Atlanta, you know, Denny's, you could go any time of the day or night. I don't think that was the Grand Slam breakfast there, was it? Grand Slam?
Yeah.
That was probably... Yeah, that was
the one.
Yeah, so you could... Always go in there. Now, looking for the organic version of Denny's, but I think that's near you. What did you call it, Kai's or Pies?
Kai's, yeah. Kai's. And I've eaten at Real Food Daily in Santa Monica. I used to hang right around there. It's an excellent vegetarian food.
Yeah, so, hey, if you make it to town, and John, I sure hope you do, we'll get together and we'll go out for an organic raw banana split. You won't know the difference.
But if you do that, guys have to sing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I'm game. John Rappaport, my friend, always good to have you on board. Check out No More Fake News. Links are up in the show notes. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, remember, folks, the power to heal is still yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.